setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to go, and how you can get there. There's a theme there. It's all about you. Why are we selling selfish ambition and just success, success, success? No, we're selling significance. We're selling purpose, selfless behavior, because it's all about giving ourselves away. We were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed, and it means you must do it. In other words, somebody out there needs you to be you. That's why we show up to do work that matters. 844-747-2577. Simple methodology here. What do you do best? What do you love to do most? Let's figure out where those intersect. How can you use the things you do best to do the work that you look forward to? That time seems to disappear when you're engaged in it. And when you're done, it creates results that give you tremendous satisfaction. That is there waiting for you. You have the answers, I promise. It's my job to get them out of you. So let's go. 844-747-2577. You can also email the show, ask@kencoleman.com, and connect with us on Instagram @KenColeman. Let's go to Michelle, who's on the line in Ithaca, New York. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. So we're in the research stage. My husband knows what he wants to do. He just doesn't know how to get there. He wants to be a crop farmer, but we're having trouble finding rented land. So we thought he could start his own business doing like consulting and helping farmers become more efficient and increase their crop yields. But he doesn't want to make his current boss feel shafted because that's what he does now for another company.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Hold on. So he is your husband. He does consulting for crop for farmers for another company?
Yes.
And he wants to go hang his own shingle and do it for himself so he can make more money and then get himself in a position to buy his own land and do it himself.
Exactly, yes.
How much more money does your husband believe he's going to make if he does this on his own as opposed to staying with his current company?
He thinks he could make like 20, 30, 40,000 more.
Okay. All right. And so then the issue is he doesn't want his current boss to feel shafted.
Yeah, just because he would be taking away income that could go to his boss's company.
Well, wait a second. How is that going to happen? Is he going to steal some of his current clients?
He thinks that he could because a lot of the clients that he works with now, he's established good relationships with. Yeah. Or maybe.
Yeah, but see, that's.
Or he should be.
That's not right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just interrupting you because that's just simply not right.
Okay.
There's one thing. I tell people, don't feel guilty about leaving a company to go do what you want to do to further the plan. But in this situation, that's a big difference. Like he's talking about leaving, and he's kind of the face for a lot of these clients. Am I right?
Yeah.
And he thinks when he leaves that these people are going to say, hey, whoa, where are you going? And he goes, well, I'm going over here, and I'm going to do the basic thing I'm doing for you. I'm just going to do it for myself. And they're going to go, well, we want to come with you. And he's going to feel bad about that. And he should feel bad about that.
Yes.
That's stealing clients.
Right. And he doesn't want to do that.
So don't do that.
Okay.
So now, how would he go about doing that? He would have to say, I mean, it's a really tricky situation. I don't like it at all. So he'd have to do it in a way that he didn't tell those folks what he was doing. Just saying, hey, I'm moving on to a different opportunity, but I'm going to train my replacement, and my boss and the leadership of this company are going to continue to take great care of you. It has to be completely confidential, and because it's not right. And then he would have to go start his own thing.
Okay.
Now, the question is, could he do that and still make the money? It's one thing to take somebody else's clients and make more, right? It's another thing to go out, hang your own shingle, and get your own clients. So I would be very cautious about this decision. Because this is all about what he wants to do is get to a position where he makes enough money to be able to then rent some land. Am I right? That's the next play?
Yes.
Well, if it's just about making $20,000 or $30,000 more, why wouldn't he? I would have him turn over more rocks in that industry. It's got to be a place where he can do that.
Okay.
I mean, I just wouldn't.
Even though the startup would be more.
Say that again?
We were thinking the consulting, because there's the startup is like just what's in your brain, you know, so there's it's not like a financial cost, whereas a lot of other businesses in agriculture require a lot of money.
Yeah, but I didn't say that.
And we don't borrow money.
I didn't. Okay. Yes, I agree with you 100%. You know, I don't want you to borrow money. What I'm saying is I would get a little bit more creative and exhaust all research possibility. You said you're in the research stage, and that's what I love, because you got to look and look and look and look. I'm saying he goes to work for somebody else, but he gets himself a promotion in going to work for somebody else. Okay. And he says, and he goes and does something in the industry. So he stays in the industry. So he's learning, he's doing and connecting. That's what proximity. He needs to stay in the industry. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying look for outside opportunities where he's getting a $20,000 or $30,000 bump possibly. I just don't know that he's exhausted everything. All right. Now, the second thing is, how valuable do you think he is to this current company? If he were to leave and not take clients, but just leave, period, how would his current leadership feel about that? Would they just be like, whoa? Or would they be like, ah, no problem, we can replace him? How valuable is
it? It would be very hard for them to recover.
Then I think he needs to sit down. When was the last time he got any kind of a bump?
He's gotten like a $5,000 to $10,000 raise every year for the past 3 or 4 years, but he didn't get a raise this year.
Did they tell him why?
His boss is actually thinking about retiring and leaving the business behind, but we don't know what's going to happen to the business.
Leaving the business behind to who?
We don't know that either.
Sounds like, okay, so now this whole thing changed. Let me tell you what I think. If your husband were on the line, this is what I'd tell him. He needs to go sit. He needs to go have a sit down with the boss and go, hey, obviously we've all heard, this isn't a secret, I'm guessing. And
it's not a secret.
Yeah, he needs to sit down and say, hey, obviously I've heard you're leaving. This is where I eventually want to be. And I want to keep growing professionally, because as I grow professionally, I grow financially. And as I grow financially, I'm going to be able to eventually go out on my own. Who are you leaving the business to? Is it a family member? Is it... You know, what's the situation? Is he going to sell it to somebody else? Your husband has every right to have that conversation with his leader, and let's just have a man-to-man. Hey, what are you thinking? And the reason I'm asking, because here's where I want to go. I've served you, and you've rewarded me, and I'm grateful for how you've rewarded me. But I'm thinking about doing this. How does all of your uncertainty, how does that affect me? What would you do if you were me? Like, have a good, healthy conversation there. Let's see where this guy stands, because maybe your husband gets in on that deal. Do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe you combine, you know, you just got to, he has to turn over every rock right now. And so that's specifically a conversation I'd have. I mean, like this week, I would have that conversation while you're continuing to look in other places. And if he's that valuable, this guy, and this guy has an exit strategy that involves the business being viable, your husband becomes really valuable overnight when the guy learns that, hey, I'm not here forever. I may be leaving sooner rather than later, and I'm a little uncertain about all this because of your plans. See, that's not shady. That's just good old-fashioned communication. Don't move. More of your calls just around the corner. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. Welcome back, America. This is where you go to get clarity and confidence so that you can courageously step out onto the path that you were created to walk on. The world needs you to be you. Stop trying to be somebody else. You want to know why you're stuck, confused, scared? Well, let's name it. I'm here for you. I'm your coach. I'll walk alongside of you because I know that you have the answers. You just got to put me to the test, dig them out of you, and let's uncover your heart. Because when we begin to discover what our heart is telling us, then we realize what it is, why it is, and then let's figure out how to make your why a reality. Why am I here? This is the age-old question. This is what we are helping you with. Nobody else is doing this on talk radio, folks. And by the way, you need to stop looking to Washington, D.C., by the way. Just dial in the Ken Coleman Show, and we'll help you be immune to all that junk. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Stephen, who's on the line in Richmond, Virginia. Stephen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing today?
I'm living the dream. How can I help?
Hey, Ken, I've got a meeting set up with a CEO and a COO of a local hospital. A little background, I'm an RN, went back to school and got an MBA, and I've been working, you know, progressively growing in management over the last 3 years or so. So I'm a health center manager currently. Really kind of my dream job at the moment would be like an ER director. I started out in the ER as a nurse and even worked as an EMT before then. I love the ER and I kind of want to get back in the hospital. So long story short, I reached out to a CEO friend that used to be the CEO when I worked at the hospital, and he forwarded my contact information to these people, and I have a meeting set up with them just to talk about career opportunities. What are the main things I really want to make sure I get across to them, and you know, things maybe that I don't want to say?
Yeah, I love this. So proud of you. This is exactly, you say exactly what you just said to me, which is, hey guys, I went and got my MBA. Obviously, I've been managing and currently managing a healthcare center. I love the hospital environment. I've got this magnet kind of pulling at my soul about the ER. And so obviously with my nurse background, that's some of that, but I love leading people and leading teams and pouring into people who are put under duress and in a situation where they are, you know, obviously primary caregivers in some emergency high trauma situations. That's where I want to be. And so I asked to meet with you today because you know this world as good as anybody knows it. As well as anybody knows it. That's better grammar. And so I want to ask you what I'm here to learn, get any insight specifically. What do you think the right path is, or multiple paths for me to get from where I am now to ultimately where I want to go? Then I'd also love to know who are some other key people that you know that you'd be willing to put me in contact with so that I can have a conversation like this and continue to learn and get the best, you know, insight I can get so that I can pursue this. And then the same thing with places, you know, what are some areas, you know, some places, and talk about the places in the proximity principle. Talk about it. Where can I learn? Where can I practice? You know, and they're going to just be so impressed with you and your spirit that if you keep it to that kind of conversation, there's nothing to withhold at all, you know, because again, you're not there saying, give me a job. Nobody likes that. You're in there going, right, hey, who else do I need to know? What do I need to learn? You know, what can I do? Tell me all the different places that you think I need to be in, be connecting with other right people. You do that, and they're going to give you some really solid answers, and they're also going to connect you. And you never know, they might hire you. And so you're doing the right thing, but you never go in hoping for the job. You know, why do I say that? Because if you go in hoping for the job, you're going to go in acting like you're hoping for the job versus to say, you know what? I need to be as pure as the driven snow here. I need to go in and just truly learn, go to school. And then whatever comes out of this, great. Okay?
Perfect.
That's all you got to do. And I'm proud of you, man. Really proud of you. Have you read the book, The Proximity Principle?
No, I haven't read the book yet.
Oh my gosh, do you have the book?
I'm a Liberty grad. No, I don't have it.
Oh my gosh, today's your lucky day. Today's your lucky day. So you knew about the proximity principle.
Well, I've been a Dave Ramsey listener for a little while. We're on 4, 5, and 6. And, you know, so I've heard you on the show and, you know, and I've heard him talk about the show. And my wife listens to your show a lot. And so I started listening to it more recently, you know, gearing up for this. And
great.
Just been learning everything I can.
Well, I don't know why you didn't buy the book, but I'm not going to let it hurt my feelings because I'm going to give it to you. How about that?
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
This is going to literally walk you through the five people, the five places. A lot of practical steps, going to give you the clear path to do this. You're already doing it really well, but I'm happy to give you this as my gift because you're really modeling what I wrote the book about. So enjoy that. Madison will give that to you. Hang on the line. Let's go to Isaac, who's on the line in Vancouver, Canada. Isaac, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I'm currently working in a office job that I'm not entirely enjoying. And I'm interested in making a career change. And it's still in the initial phases of it, but I'm looking into a field that does recreation therapy. And I do think that it would involve helping people, and that would also match with my career interests. Mm-hmm. But at this time, since it's still pretty early on in the phase, I just wanted to ask what questions you would suggest a career changer like myself to ask for myself and for other people in the field. So I can see whether the field that I'm going into would be a good change.
Yeah, I love this.
Diving into it.
Yeah, so this is what I wrote about in the best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. If you know where you want to go, but you're not quite sure how to get there. So, Isaac, you need to make a list of people and places. This is what you need to do today. Who are some of the people that you have knowledge of or a connection to who are in that field? Maybe they hire people that are going to do this therapy that you want to do, or they are therapists themselves.
I have a couple of friends working in the field.
Great.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so those are the first two people on the list. And then ask them who they know that you should talk to. And so here are the questions you're asking. This is what you asked. Here are the questions. What does it take to get there? What do you believe are the core qualifications? What are the bonus qualifications that if someone like me gets, makes me much more attractive for people who are hiring? What do you love most about the job? What do you like least about the job? See, now we're getting a real nice 360 degree look at this day-to-day work, okay? What are the best environments? What are the best places in the area to do this? You know, who are the leading experts, best-selling authors? Do they have a YouTube channel? Do they do online webinars? Do they do their own training schools? Who are the leaders in the field? You just want to talk to people who know a lot about this field and ask questions like that. Now, those are just a few starter questions, but what you're getting at is you want to know the best way to get there, okay? How long they think that's going to take, how much that's going to cost. These are all these basic questions I'm constantly asking others to ask. Have you asked this? Have you asked this? I mean, let's go get the answer. So you're just going to become an amateur expert. It's almost like this. Here's an exercise. What if you had to write an article or you had to write a school paper on this particular role in industry and you want to turn in an A+ paper? What would you write about? And that's essentially what you need to do. And you attack it, these interviews, because they're interviews. Over coffee, lunch, telephone, whatever it is. You approach this like you're writing a research paper on the field you want to go in. And what's going to happen is you get all kinds of clarity that lead to confirmation that yes or no. Yes, I want to do this. No, it's not what I thought. And that confirmation, as a result of clarity, will really give you confidence. Okay, good. I learned what I needed to learn. So I got this. I figured it out.
844-747-2577 is the number. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Setting the pace on your pursuit of purpose. Come on, you can do this. Yeah, you can. You do have what it takes, I promise you. Let's get you clear on who you are and what you're supposed to do. We do it by looking at what you do best, that's your talent, that you can develop into skills. You already have some skills. Talent, strength, skills. That's one half the equation. The other half is just sheer passion. What work fires you up? The results and the work. The results of the work. It moves your heart. You have great satisfaction and meaning out of it. Listen to your heart. And once we know what we love to do most and why we love it so much, we got to match that up. Do I have the talent to pull that off? Of course, yes. Now, how? Wait a second. If I'm talented over here. So talent's not enough. Passion's not enough. You have to have the combination. That's where the sweet spot is. Multiple paths, multiple roles. But the sweet spot is what we're looking for. Where what you do best is used to perform what you love to do most. Hey, we'd love for you to also join us on social media, giving you a lot of great content on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Articles written by me, articles that I think are helpful that I share with you. We'll give you some motivation. So connect with us at Ken Coleman on Instagram, at Ken Coleman on Twitter. Just search Ken Coleman or Ken Coleman Show on Facebook. And of course, if you want more of the show on demand, the podcast of our show, well, that's available wherever podcasts are available to you. And it's absolutely free, of course. So multiple ways to engage and share with people that you know need this message. It's very important. Let's get about the business of helping you and helping others be who you were created to be. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Rick, who's on the line. Whoops, wrong one there. Let's go to Rick on line 3 in Hollywood, California. Rick, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, so I'm having a little bit of fear in this kind of the direction I want to go in my job change, you know, changing. I don't know if I want to change careers or just in addition to, but yeah.
Okay, so we're all over the board. I want you to restate what your big challenge is. What's going wrong with your current career, and then where do you think that you want to go? Give me the specifics.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with my current career. I'm a screenwriter over here in Hollywood. About to have the movie made if we can get the actor attached.
Oh, that's cool.
Which we think we will.
Okay.
So I don't mind. So, I mean, you don't know. This is a career where you know you live job by job.
That's right.
So you don't know if it's sustainable or not. But
how long have you been a screenwriter?
Getting paid, not very long. I've been screenwriting since 2012, basically. Started out as an actor, did a couple of things on TV and stuff, and then switched to
What have you been doing in the meantime? You know, so you've not been paid very long. When you're not being paid for a screen for a screenplay, what is it that you do to bring in money?
I would do PA jobs on different TV shows or on sets, drive Uber if I had to.
All right.
Basically anything that I could find.
All right.
But, you know, very sustainable. I mean, I've still been making like at least 60 grand a year.
Great. So what happens if this screenplay that we're going to hear on soon gets picked up and it does well? Not bonkers, but let's say it does well. How does that change your mindset?
It gets me out of debt, which is basically the only thing that's like exciting me right now is like this because I'm drowning in it a little bit. And I love writing and I could do it forever. But I feel like my heart's being torn towards really wanting to help people. You know, I just read the news and it just, you know, it just bothers me that we're so you know, at each other's throats. You read people's comments and they're just very hateful. And so I just kind of want to start something to get people, change people's mindsets, which is a huge, you know, undertaking.
Okay. But, so let's, well, before we start, see, here's what the problem is. People's hearts start to speak to them like you, Rick. And then in the same sentence, we go, boy, I think I'd love to do something with this, but oh my gosh, it's a huge undertaking. So before we let fear rear its head, let's just name what it is. Do you know the specifics? What would you do? Because that's a very ambiguous thing you just described. Be specific with me. What would you do? What's your heart tugging for you to do?
Well, I keep, for the last, it's probably been 2 or 3 months where I just wake up and I'm like, you know, I feel like you need to start a podcast / YouTube show. So basically the show would be the podcast. And I have already people lined up to interview. It's not political. It's not about Hollywood. Most of them are Hollywood people. And it's really just talking about how we can, you know, treat each other better. I mean, I don't really have, I'm trying to figure what that main focus is. All I know is that.
Okay, so here, so let me stop you.
People to think different.
So let me stop you and tell you what you need to do. Number one, you need to start the podcast this weekend. You just go ahead and commit. You understand?
Okay.
Now, here's what I didn't say. I didn't say you release the podcast this weekend. I said you start it. So I want you to sit down with the friend or the people you got lined up, or let's say you've envisioned some segment where you're talking to the camera. And by the way, you can do all this for less than $200. Okay? I mean, you really can. You can get a cheap mic for less than $200, and you can plug it into your Mac. You got GarageBand. You know how I know this? Because I recorded all the one-question interviews for my first book on GarageBand. I bought a mic for $39 on the internet and put it up next to a speakerphone and called all the people that are in one question, and I recorded them right through the speakerphone into that mic, into my Mac, because all I needed was clear audio to get it transcribed.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
well,
want to
let you. I have someone with a camera and all that.
I know. I know you do. I'm telling you, I was like Mr. Bargain Basement, and I pulled off a book. You could start a podcast for less than $200. So do it this weekend. Now, listen, get it done. Get it in the can. Listen to it. Edit it. And if you go, oh, I would never release that, fine, but you already started. It's like getting over that edge, and it's like that first time you do anything. It's like the first time you ride a bike. It's like, you know what I mean? And when that first bike ride is done, you probably wrecked. But when you get up, even if it hurt a little bit, you went, wait a second. Okay, I got a couple bruises. I'm going to stick to the sheets tonight. But I didn't die, and so I'm going to try this again. You see what I'm saying? That's everything for you. You're already in screenwriting. You've managed to stay above water. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to launch the podcast this weekend. That means you do your first segment or you do something. At some point in the next week after that, I want you to post it on YouTube, on iTunes, on wherever, okay? I want you to do that. And then I want you to just keep doing it. Keep doing it. And 6 months from now, it might be a completely different podcast. You might develop a whole new thing. But don't let I don't know what I'm going to do or say stop you. Just throw it out there. You have a general idea what you want to do. You've already lined up people as guests. So you do have a general idea. Stop trying to make it perfect. It's not the first iteration. The first version of the Ken Coleman Show, Joe's sitting across the glass from me right now. We're gonna be back, and it's going to be different. But there would be no second version if there wasn't me starting out on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, which, by the way, I paid $250 just to get on the air. That's more money than you're going to pay to launch your podcast. So get it going. Now, second step, you need to get more work. You can still stay in the screenwriting business, launch your podcast, and pay off debt. But, Rick, you're going to have to do some things a little differently. You got to bring in some more money while you're pursuing the dream. So get another day job. If it's 15 hours, 20 hours, go get it. Put that extra money, the debt. Here's what's going to happen in your life. You're going to experience financial momentum using Dave Ramsey's baby steps. That extra money you're going to make keeps you in the game. Because you said you love screenwriting. Stay in the game. But do whatever it takes to stay in the game. Go make extra money. Pay down the debt. There's momentum. Eventually, you're going to get a screenplay that's going to take off. Boom, money. Huge momentum. Pay off all the debt. Stay in the screenwriting game. Podcast is going. Maybe it takes off. Maybe it doesn't. But maybe it brings in a couple grand a month over time. Or even $500 a month with some advertisers. Or maybe it opens a door for you to make a connection with somebody. And they go, hey, I heard your podcast. And you look back and you go, oh my gosh. So what we're looking for here is strategic activity. more money to pay off debt. Launch the podcast to express your passion, and it'll build your muscle, give you some passion momentum. Stay in the game. Trust me, you're in proximity. Stay there. Something good is going to pop. It really is. Coming up, more of your phone calls. Folks, you matter. You do have what it takes. Let's figure out what you're supposed to be doing. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Freeing people from limiting beliefs. I am Ken. I'm your friend. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Taking talk radio by storm. There's no fighting going on this show. No long rants about how awful somebody else is. If you hear a rant on this show, it's me taking on fear, doubt, and pride. The critics of you. That's who I'm fighting. And so if you like that, come on. Welcome. You have the answers to the age-old question. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? I promise you do. We're going to look at what you do best, your talent, your skills, your strengths, and what you love to do most, work that brings you great joy, the results that give you terrific meaning and significance. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Brian, who's on the line in St. Louis, Missouri. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How do I help today?
So I've been, I have a wonderful wife and three small children that I'm not really spending a lot of time with because I have been at a job at a supermarket for 26 years. And they're wanting me to work later and later. They're wanting me to work Sundays, which that wasn't happening before. And I feel like I'm stuck in a cubicle because I'm a department manager, even though I'm in two grocery aisles. And I'm not interacting with people. And I am an extrovert. I am not an introvert. And I love serving people. That's my favorite part of my job is I love serving and helping people. But this just is not the job for me anymore. And so I'm just not sure what to do.
Okay. If you could pick any group of people, type of people, I want you to really let your brain free, okay? Really let it just go free for a moment. Who would you serve and how would you serve them? You have really got a great launching pad here for us to get you some clarity, but I need you to answer that. Let your head and your heart absolutely go free and tell me who you most would like to serve and how you would like to serve them.
Wow, that's a tough question.
No, it's actually not. It is a powerful, soul-seeking, searing question. It's not difficult. You just have to answer it. And I think you know the answer. Don't be afraid of the answer. Just say it. Who do you want to serve? Why do you want to serve them? How do you want to serve them?
I want to serve them by just helping them or create an environment where they are together, or I can just, you know, be fruitful and make their lives a little easier.
Uh-huh. Okay. What problems? Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
It's one of the passions that my wife and I have is we like to host food theme parties. We're not necessarily into cooking, but we just like creating an environment where people connect, or we like having people over for dinner just to connect with them, just to have community with them. And I think that's what I really strive to do is interact with people.
Okay. I got an idea, Brian. I got an idea.
Wonderful.
You're an extrovert.
Yes.
You love connecting with people around food.
Okay.
You love serving people.
Yes.
I'm wondering why you aren't in the restaurant business.
Because they're late hours and I want to spend time with my family and I'm not spending any time with my family. And I don't want to get in the restaurant business because of that. Okay. I want to invest time in my kids.
Are there restaurants that do breakfast and lunch?
Some.
Just some?
Some, yeah.
Brian, come on, man.
Yes, yeah.
Come on, man. But, I mean, how old do you think I am?
Right. I mean, yeah, there are.
Okay, hold on a second.
The restaurant industry doesn't seem appealing to me.
Why? Tell me why.
It seems very demanding, and a lot of restaurants are open on weekends.
Okay, great.
And I really want...
Great. Yeah. Okay, great. I'm not trying to talk you into it. I just had an idea.
Right.
But did you see where I just went? So we've at least opened up your brain, because I just gave you three things that, to me, tell me your passion. You love people. You love serving in a serving capacity. Now, you just gave me one very specific thing that you and your wife do, but I thought that was a clue, and I still think it's a clue. Maybe you're not managing a restaurant. That's where I thought this may go. Or maybe you're a maitre d' in a really fine restaurant. Okay, but I get the hours. I get the family thing. But let's back that thing down a little bit. Let's dive a little deeper.
Okay.
What else are you passionate about doing? Work that if you could snap your fingers today and I give it to you, you'd go, oh my gosh, Ken, this is crazy. I think you know something. There's something in your head. You have to know, because you've already given me so much information. What is it? Just say it.
I love giving away things. I really am passionate about giving away things. We have a teen summer camp at our church, and my job is to go to businesses and find things to give away to teenagers during that 1 week of summer camp at our church.
Okay.
And so I love giving away stuff. We give away stuff at, our food theme parties. That's just a joy. I would love to get paid to give things away. That's my dream.
Okay. So write that down. How can I get paid to give things away? It seems absurd, but it's actually not. I think you think it's absurd, don't you?
Yeah.
But but wait a second. Start getting down into that sentence. If you stare at that sentence for at minimum of 30 minutes every day for the next 7 days and have a pencil with you while you're staring at it. I don't want anything else on the paper except that. How can I get paid to give things away? Because it really does get to the heart of what you love. Did you hear the difference, or did you feel the difference in you when you began to express it that way? Could you tell a difference?
Absolutely.
Why do you think that is?
Because it is my passion.
Thank you very much. Really fast, I'm going to put you to the test, but I want you to, I'm doing this on purpose. Spit out the top two or three things that you're really good at. Go.
I'm really good at hosting parties. I'm really good at one-on-one interaction with people. Those are the two things I feel I'm really good at.
Okay. How much money do you need to make to be comfortable, take care of the family?
60 to 65.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to give you another idea, but after this, no more ideas, because I've done my work here today. I've done it. You know what I've done? I've made you say what you really know about yourself that you've probably been afraid to say. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I besides that other homework item, I want you to do some actual research into some charities. Big charities in your area. You're in a pretty good size metropolitan area. This idea of you being I don't know if it's a development director where you're raising the money. I don't think that's it. But I think in some ways you working for a national charity, international charity, or maybe a regional local charity that's doing really well. A guy like you who loves hosting one-on-one interaction for the whole purpose of creating an environment where people can be served, and you love giving away things. I think you love the idea of giving and being involved in a charity or maybe even a ministry. A mission.
Yeah.
I think that would set your soul on fire. Am I right or wrong?
Yes. On spot. You're spot on.
Well, good. Because I was getting nervous. I was getting nervous. No, I'm kidding. I think that's what you're researching.
Okay.
Same sentence I gave you. But that sentence becomes your guiding North Star, and then you begin to do the research. What are the charities? What are the missions? You know, that kind of thing, where I am. See, because I can see you, Brian, one day sitting down one-on-one with a donor and sharing the story and convincing them to give a big amount of money. I could also see you in a one-on-one with somebody who needs that charity, and you're trying to decide how to best help them.
I can also see you hosting a really nice five-star dinner that's for your big donors, and you creating an environment, and you're schmoozing with all of the donors and potential donors. I mean, I just think, and then you know, going home at night, you get to be with the wife and kids, and you're almost moved to tears as you think about what happened during that day that's going to change lives because of what you did. That's what I see. Go do the homework, and the answers are waiting for you. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.